Welcome back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com. Here's Percy Dyer.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Percival's Place. We have another guest on the phone. Teacher Joe, are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon, Percival. Thank you for having me on. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Teacher, you're a Tai Chi instructor, and I wanted to have you on for the audience to understand exactly, you know, what Tai Chi is and, you know, and some of the different systems that are out there. So let's begin on talking about, your instruction on Tai Chi.
Well, my instruction on Tai Chi is began in the early 90s. And this is lifetime training. You train your whole life learning this art. And no one knows everything. There's no top to this. There's only different levels of awareness and understanding. But there are several styles of Tai Chi. The first style is Chen style, which is the original style. Then there's Yan style, which is the most popular style throughout the whole world. And we have a Wu style and a Sun style. The Sun style is the style that they use, especially with the Arthritis Foundation, with people that have arthritis. So those are basically the four major styles.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about that a little bit now. I also understand that Tai Chi can be used as a martial art, and even though it's considered to be a martial art as well as, you know, for health, you don't really have a belt system. So how does one believe that he or she is obtaining what's being instructed?
Well, as far as using it as a martial art, you know, when you think of a martial art, you think of an opponent on the outside. But the main problem is the enemy inside. And dealing with the enemy inside takes a long time to. It's more like self psychotherapy. You practice it. You come to realize how much we worry and how much stress we're under, and you know, after many years of practicing, maybe one starts to understand something. But this takes such a long time. To use it as a martial art, it takes quite a few years. But you know, when we think of martial arts, we think of defending ourselves against an opponent. But you know, our main opponent is our enemy inside. So that's where the self-defense comes in. you learn how to defend yourself against anger and fear and worry. And that's right. Where it's very therapeutic.
Right. And I can definitely see that. You know, people have seen Tai Chi practice in parks and, you know, with, you know, several, you know, hundreds of people. And I'm wondering, you know, just so that the listener can know, what is a good time to practice Tai Chi?
Well, you know, Tai Chi is, everything is Tai Chi, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, myself, it's constantly in my mind. You know, I'm always practicing, especially if once again something comes up, let's say a stress issue or some sort of problem, that type of thing. So I'm always looking to work on myself. You're constantly working on yourself, but most people, as far as the what they call the form, this choreography of these movements, they usually practice that in the morning or late in the evening. Because preferably, let's say before 10 o'clock in the morning, or maybe in the evening, maybe after 6 or 7 o'clock, depending on the, you know, what climate you live in. The reason why in the morning, because it's nice and cool and the air is nice and fresh from the late morning. So this is probably maybe one of the best times to practice. We usually start practicing maybe about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I know some people get up even earlier now, which is great, but So that's probably the best time, probably in the morning.
Okay.
Practice, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic.
Well, I'm always practicing. You know, we're always practicing letters.
Okay.
So, and sometimes I may stand on 1 foot, you know, without working with my center line. I'm constantly practicing. Like I said, this is, they call this Kung Fu. And Kung Fu is, it means hard work, and it means to achieve excellence. It takes time and patience. So, you know, we're constantly practicing.
Right. Okay. What are, let's begin to talk about for a moment, some of the differences in some of these styles. What is the Chen versus the Yan versus the Sun versus the Wu style? What are the differences?
Well, I can't talk too much on the Wu style because that's not something that I'm not too familiar with. But the Yan style, the Chen style, and the Sun style, I can talk a little bit on. The Yan style is a form that I first learned many years ago. And
well, ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost our guest for a moment, but that's all right. He was about to talk about some of the differences with the styles, and from what I understand, the Chen style, which is the original style, basically has something to do with what they would call silk reeling, and that particular style is very, very, what I would call animated. It's pretty much what you would see with, most martial arts in terms of its ability to jump around and kicking and what have you. You would probably recognize that style, that particular style as a more of a Kung Fu style. If you saw the Chen style, you would recognize it because again, it very much looks like, a regular form of martial arts that you're accustomed to seeing. If you're used to seeing Tai Chi, by the way, you're probably more than likely used to seeing the Yan style of Tai Chi, which is, like he said, the more popular style of Tai Chi. Well, in a few minutes, we'll be going to break, but I'm going to, you know, just kind of finish off what we were talking about. Again, the Yan style and the Sun style. Now, the Yan style is a style that's very, very, you know, they're all slow moving, except for the Chen style, which is more a little bit faster. But the Yan style is a little slower, and it's basically the style that you're used to seeing. Now, there is a universal form, and, you know, it's called the Universal 24. And that's basically what you see most people doing and when you see them in the park and that kind of thing. If they're not doing the universal form, they're using the Yan style. The Sun style, they say the Sun style is more towards your nature in terms of its movement. The Sun style is a lot more active. For younger people, they probably prefer the Sun style to the rest of them, because in the Sun style, you're constantly moving your feet a lot more. You're much more active, and you're pretty much on the ball of your foot a lot. And it's a very, very, they're all great styles. But that kind of gives you a notion of what the Sun style looks like, because it's just a little bit more active in terms of movement. So, These particular styles, or the Wu style, for that matter, they say the Wu style is more towards health, which is very interesting. So you know, those are the four major styles. There's also a fifth style that's very rarely seen. I think it originated from Taiwan, if I'm not mistaken. Teach, are you there?
Yes, I'm back. Sorry about that. These cell phones, you know.
Yeah, it's okay.
I was listening to your talk, and you were describing it very, very well, especially about the Sun style. The Sun style is a style that they use, especially with the Arthritis Foundation of New York. And it's very, very helpful. They've done a lot of studies with this style, and it's extremely healthy in reducing inflammation and helping people deal with their aches and pains as far as arthritis is concerned. So that's one of our main objectives in learning Tai Chi. The main objective is health.
Okay.
We talk about martial arts or self-defense. That's sort of like number two. And number three is, if one gets involved in this, like myself and like also like yourself, by having this radio talk show, and once again, I want to thank you for having me on here, we can help other people. So I hope that people
right.
out there in the audience will one day be encouraged to take Tai Chi, and they can judge it for themselves.
Right. Well, that's exactly the that is exactly the goal. Do you have any videos or still pictures that you might want to tell the audience about that they could take a good look and that kind of thing?
If they go out to Yahoo, they type in my name, there'll be a lot of information on me. My first name is Joseph. My last name is spelled Laratuenta. But I was just recently at Citi Field just before the Met game, and a bunch of us were demonstrating Tai Chi and Qigong. And if someone wants to view that video, and you'll be able to pick me up because I'm the only bald-headed gentleman there. But if you want to take a look at that, they can type in Yahoo, would be Tai Chi Qigong. Now, Qigong is the Q-I space D-O-N-G, debut at Citi Field, NY, 2013. And you'll see our demonstration, and you possibly may get a sight of me. I'm in the middle, towards the back a little bit, and like I guess I'm the only gold-headed guy in the white spicy outfit. But, and that's about it. You know, I've been doing this for many years, and I hope to do it, my whole life. And, I've been doing this for maybe about a quarter of a century. And, the more I practice, the more I realize there's so much I have to learn. Sometimes you think you know, you don't know. So that's
right.
The good news. The good news is that there's no stopping and learning. We are always students at this art form. Always students.
Okay. Well, Teach, try your best to hang on to the phone for a little while. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Percival's Place.
And now, back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com with Percy Dyer.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Welcome back to Percival's Place. All right, Teach, are you still there?
I'm still here. Thank goodness we haven't disconnected yet. These cell phones sometimes lose signal, but yeah, I'm still here.
All right. So tell us one more time where they could see you online again.
Well, I was demonstrating with a group, a Chinese group, Citi Field, on September 13th of this year. And if they go out to Yahoo and, it's not Yahoo, it's YouTube. Sorry, it's YouTube. And they type in Tai Chi Qigong, Q-I space G-O-N-G, debut.
Okay.
At Citi Field, New York, 2013, you'll get a glimpse of me practicing with many of these other people. But I don't really have a video out there that shows me practicing or demonstrating. I pretty much keep that private. I really don't put myself out there. But
okay.
I've been teaching for many years, and I love what I do. You know who I do, and I know that you love it also. And you know, the good news is that it's brought me a lot of help, mental, physical, and spiritual help. And so I'm very, very thankful for this art. And you know, I hope a lot of people out there will find themselves a Tai Chi school or an adult continue education or the YMCA or wherever. And or just go to the park. Go to the park in Chinatown or in Flushing or whatever. And they have hundreds of people practicing out there. Just jump in and they'll welcome you.
That's fantastic. So what brought you to Tai Chi? Why did you choose Tai Chi?
Well, you know, as I said, I started many years ago, and I was always interested in martial arts. And so I stopped by the center one day, and I went upstairs and was watching these students practice. And it looked so beautiful. It looked so easy, so relaxed. And so I, and also one other thing, I was very impressed with the teacher, which they call Sifu, which is you know, master. He was he had such a spirit and an air about him of being peaceful. And so. I guess my first question to his wife, who was running the center, so to speak, I asked her, I said, you know, where will I gain from this? And she told me, she says, health. So I said to myself, I'm already healthy, but let me pursue this. So it was just amazing that after my first class, I must have left a big pool of perspiration right in front of me because of all the tension that I had in my body. And
right.
So throughout the years, in practicing, people who have known me for a long time, have told me, you know, you've changed. And I feel the change and I welcome the change. And, I love it. I really love it. It's really brought me a lot of peace, but it's something that you have to practice all the time. And that's what they call Kung Fu. Kung Fu is hard work, a lot of hard work. And to achieve any kind of skill, it takes time and patience.
Right. Explain for our audience who doesn't know, what is Qigong? What is that all about, and why is that associated all the time with Tai Chi?
Well, Qigong is part of Tai Chi. Tai Chi is the form, and these choreographed movements. But when Qigong comes into play, as you're moving through these movements, you're breathing, and you're breathing with the movements. And you're doing deep breathing, and you're breathing through the body. And it's a very, very relaxed meeting, breathing. And it's a very mindful breathing. And, but Qigong just alone, they have, hundreds of Qigong exercises. The Qi in Chinese is energy. The Gong is, the cultivation or the science, the method of breathing. And it's a very, very slow, mindful breathing. And practicing, that's not normal breathing for us because we don't normally think about our inhale or exhale. We just inhale, exhale, and without even thinking about it. But this is actually,
okay.
You're actually being mindful about your inhale. And also, you're also aware of your exhale. And, if the limbs and the muscles and the tendons of the body are relaxed, the energy will flow through the body. And that's part of Chinese medicine. Part of Chinese medicine is to unblock blockages of stagnation in our blood and our energy. So the energy will flow through the body and will make the body healthy and give the body the nutrients and all the health that it needs so we can live a long, healthy life. Tai Chi is to practice this art so we can live long and healthy.
That's fantastic. So, you know, I, as you're well aware, I'm a big boxing fan, Yeah, I was watching Floyd Mayweather the other night, and I'm saying that to say that his trainer, who was his father at the time, and his uncle as well, he came into the ring and they said that he wasn't relaxed enough to relax more, you see, and then he was able to, you know, show his skill. So in Tai Chi, you know, I find it's the same thing. You must relax, and it forces you to relax if you're not relaxed enough. So it's very, very good for relaxation. What are some of the other benefits of Tai Chi? I understand that it also helps you with Parkinson's disease. I understand that it helps you with Alzheimer's disease as well, because you have to remember steps. What are some of these other benefits?
Sure. Well, I mean, number one, it's gonna help you with your mind. When your mind is relaxed, your breathing is relaxed. When your breathing is relaxed, your muscle tendons are relaxed. When your muscle tendons are relaxed, then things are able to flow. It's just like a baby. When a baby is first born, the baby rises its abdominal muscles and it contracts its abdominal muscles. And a baby is a perfect example of relaxed. But as we get older, the challenges in life, getting up early, going to school, doing what we're told, not getting what we want, and, you know, things of that nature, you know, or maybe not getting enough what we need or whatever, all these different psychological issues that we have, then we develop a lot of stress. And if we don't have a method of controlling the stress, this doctor on TV, Dr. Oz, talks about that over 87% of stress of illnesses are stress-related. So it starts with our mind. It starts with our mind. But just thinking about the mind and being relaxed is not enough. We have to stretch every day. We have to exercise every day. We have to move the limbs. So it's a combination of practicing maybe some kind of meditation, being still, and also doing some movements and being mindful of these movements. And if one practices every day, then one will become aware of our nature. And one will feel much, much healthier and feel much, much better. And we'll have less need for outside things. As all the good books said, everything we need basically is inside. It's inside. So we have to practice Qigong and Tai Chi and meditation and yoga, all these different parts to become more and more quiet and come back to our nature so we can live long and healthy. You know, that's why I practice it, to be healthy. So I'm 63, and I hope I can practice this till I'm 103 or whatever. I'm not really worried about how many years, how many days I'm going to be living. But up to this moment right now, presently, I'm healthy. And so I can only take this moment and this time. This is what's important. If I think about the future, I may get anxious. But if I just contemplate on the now, right now, then, you just take one day at a time. And, I recommend it to everybody in the world, everybody. And, you know, see how many millions of people in China practice. And people in this country are practicing it. I've had a lot of my students who had a lot of different conditions, hypertension, nervousness, I had one gentleman who was with me for a short period of time in a class, and within a short period of time, he actually took it to the level where a lot of students don't take it. He actually practiced every day. And in practicing every day, he went to his cardiologist, and his cardiologist told him, he says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because your results look fantastic.
Right.
And had a lot to do with the Tai Chi form and the philosophy that we try to make people aware of. because this is Tai Chi is also affiliated with Chinese culture. It is Chinese culture, and it's connected to a philosophy called Tao. It's also connected to Chinese medicine. So Tai Chi is extremely, extremely healthy.
Okay. Well, teacher, before you go, are you instructing anywhere that you'd like to talk about the so that the audience can know where they may come and see you teach?
Well, okay. Well, I'm employed by New York Health and Racket Club, and I teach there 4 days a week, and I teach at a location which is 13th Street, also 76th Street. I also teach for the Arthritis Foundation of New York. I teach Tai Chi for arthritis. I also I work at a yoga studio called Harmony Yoga and Dance. I live out in Long Island, Nassau County. So I teach at this yoga studio. And I teach privately. And I'm constantly in the park practicing, and you know, I welcome anybody to give me a call, and you know, if they want to call me, they can call me anytime, and I just love to talk about the art. So
okay.
Is it okay to give them my telephone number?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, my cell number is 917-841-3211, and that's my cell number, and call me anytime. And
okay.
If you would like to know about the art, I wouldn't mind sharing the art with you.
Okay. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So, Teach, I thank you for coming on. And I'm sure that you know, for those who are interested, we'll definitely give you a call about Tai Chi. And hopefully, you know, through the show, you can have some more students. But thanks a lot for coming on. I appreciate it. And, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes, this issue of, at least this episode of, Percival's Place. Come on back next week and we'll have some more exciting guests for you.